Is everybody here?
I think so.
I have to
know. I got to refill my
water. I hope Adam Mitchell starts blowing up his inflatable bed on the podcast.
He did one last time, didn't he?
It would please me.
Give me the bed.
Do you know where? Yeah, do I need to find it for you? I did ask.
While everyone is away, that gives me time to introduce the podcast. Number one, Supergirl is the worst fucking TV show I've ever seen. Seriously, I've seen so many TV shows. Supergirl is the worst out of all of them. I'm including like the sixth series of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. Supergirl is the worst. Number two, the Gamey Awards 2016. Number three, Kickstarter, the Wheelio Play. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think of that? Yeah, that's what I thought.
What's happening?
We're pretending to a podcast. That's about it, really.
Right, are we doing the podcast now?
Yes.
All right. Hello, I'm fucking drunk.
Moogle in the corner.
Hello.
We got Zah.
On the floor.
Where's my phone?
He's taller than I imagined he would be. I imagined he'd be like that, and he's like normal height. It's
how
fucking...
dare you? There's someone I can fit inside your phone.
Pull my phone. I don't know where it is.
Where's your phone? What type of phone is it?
We should probably just start over.
Just call.
Call my phone.
We'll wait until everyone gets settled, and then we'll do the podcast. How about
and
that?
And then we've got Happy Man.
We're waiting. We're starting over, right?
And then Dom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And then the Animich.
Are we starting over?
Anime Mitchell.
No.
I want to start
over.
We're starting over again.
We're
starting over again.
It might.
We have talked too much.
Be quiet. Behind you. Right behind you. Oh, there it is.
You can't seriously publish this.
Why not?
We'll redo the intros at least.
Okay. We'll redo the intros pre-recorded.
I think we should just...
Everyone get settled. Everyone sit in. Sit down.
Back it up, back it in.
Unless, of course, you don't like standing, sitting.
Oh my god,
move. Wait for the podcast to before you do
that. No, I want
the podcast length will be until I finish blowing this up.
Okay, yeah, alright. Let's do it. Alright, Catman, intro. Zoom! And this is the
straight
podcast.
To the moon.
This is the podcast. I'm drunk. Casman's drunk.
Stop touching my knee.
I'm touching your knee. And we got Moogle Pies in the corner.
Hello.
We got Cossie wearing a Jake hat.
Hello.
We got Tsar on the floor.
Again.
We got Dom.
Hey, what's up?
We got me. I'm drinking White Russian. We got Animich.
Speak to me, warrior!
And we got Casman.
Hey, it's the boy!
All right,
that's my new catchphrase.
Right, so we've been playing games and drinking for a long time now. Well, some of us. I have most. And what's on the agenda today, Catman? Animich is blowing up his fucking mattress in the background. So excuse us, but he won't stop doing it. So we'll have to do it in the podcast anyway.
What was the name, Happy? Chris Chan trivia question.
What?
What was the name of Chris Chan's inflatable love doll?
Kimmy.
What was the name of his second?
Oh fuck! It was like some BDS something, wasn't it?
It was a police doll.
What was his name? I don't remember the police name.
Officer Randy.
Anyway, let's get off the podcast.
What was the first name?
But
Randy.
Happy, what
was
the name
second
of the third one?
I don't know the third one at all.
What was the name of the first one?
The first one was Kimmy.
That was also the name of the third one.
Oh, okay.
He broke the first.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. So, I feel like first we should talk about the end of 2016, a bumper year for people arguing on the internet, and
yep.
Nothing else really happened
and
that year.
Celebrities dying.
Yeah, celebrities dying and people arguing on the internet. So, games came out in 2016. What did you like?
Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls 3.
Odin's Sphere, Life
Breaker. He played all of Dark Souls this year.
Yeah, I became unemployed in October and I picked up Dark Souls. And before the end of the year, I had played Dark Souls 1, 2, 3 and Bloodborne. All the way through, pretty much. I played Dark Souls 3 a bit later.
Yeah, you sound unemployed.
I am unemployed because I had a lot of time to play Dark Souls. Anyway, I fucking love those games now, even though I didn't 3 months ago. But
Dark
Souls 3 was a pretty cool game.
Everybody's like told you so, but I tried it, and it was like Treacle Fighter. It was like, hey, how would you like to fight your opponent while standing in Treacle?
Yeah.
What is Treacle?
Treacle is, it makes you just, it's a euphemism for very slow.
No, it's like a, it's very a very thin, viscous syrupy, liquid.
I think, Catsman, that you don't know about kicking.
No, I don't.
If you know that you can kick your opponent's shield and they will break it.
I don't know anything.
Well,
I think that's why Catsman doesn't like Arthur, because he didn't know about kicking.
He doesn't know how to play quick. He doesn't have to go fast.
What was your hidden gems of 2016?
Downwell was pretty cool.
Downwell was amazing. I fucking love that game.
I'm trying to think what I accent.
My summer car.
My summer car.
Kasi, Kasi, can you,
motherfuckers.
Kasi, can you tell us about My Summer Car?
My Summer Car is a Finnish indie effort. And it's quite the effort.
On your
it's
part.
It's a meticulously detailed engine simulator. And then you have to build it bolt by bolt, piece by piece.
Brick by brick.
Tire by tire. Until you've got a complete summer car. And then you crash it into a ditch and die.
Speaking you of get run
cars
off the road,
and tires
buddy.
By tires, you know the Mandela effect. Did you know that the Mandela effect is cars only have two wheels?
What?
If you think about it, put a Google image search.
Not doing it.
And pick up and type in cars.
Not doing it.
Every picture of cars, you'll only be able to see two wheels
you might be
at
able
a
to
time.
See a third.
So
they only have
you won't
two
be
wheels.
Able to see a third.
The tip of the third.
No, it'll be that's part of the body.
I can't.
What happens if I look from the bottom of the car?
I can't believe.
Who can fit under the bottom of a car with a camera?
I'm fucking indulging Mitch on
and
this.
And be that so far away.
He's like the fact that I have to look up a picture of a car.
People think Mandela died
is proof that he
Nelson
won.
Mandela?
Yeah,
gonna have
Mandela
to...
effect is like Bernstein Bears.
Nelson Mandela is dead.
That is concept art. That's not a real car.
What about this?
Nelson Mandela isn't alive anymore.
That's body work.
That's a wheel there.
That's
a wheel shape.
Did anyone play any other games this year that were good?
I did. I played games that were good. I played. I'm gonna name some mainstream fucking games, not this Finnish indie shit.
Me and Zar will dispute him when he says Deus Ex Mankind.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that one and Dishonored 2.
And Dishonored 2 was the other one.
Which those were the two that I was like, man, those were pretty. I thought they were pretty good, and like, I like the fact that they kept. What those games pretty much did, as far as like level design, which is what I liked about them, were that they didn't try to do the whole open world meme that all the other AAA developer games are doing. They were like, let's just make kind of large, medium-sized levels and kind of make them detailed and compact and, you know, make them look good. And they did that pretty well, I thought. You know what I mean?
So it's the meme of, let's do like detailed levels instead of making giant sucky levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like nothing in it. You know,
that's ridiculous. People want giant sucky levels, Dom.
Yeah, they do.
These two Deus Ex Machina Revolution and Mankind Divided and Dishonored 2.
I need to catch up on Deus.
It's funny because Doom and Titanfall did exactly that as well.
There's an interesting bit about Dishonored 2 where you can skip huge quantities of the levels by being really, really clever. It's this one riddle where you ordinarily can't. It's a really, really hard riddle. But if you're really clever, you can piece all the... You actually solve the riddle and completely skip riddle and completely skip an entire level where you're meant to actually go to NPCs,
yeah,
torture them,
what?
And,
oh, cool.
Or bargain with them by getting one of the leaders and swapping, like, trading him in for the solution to the riddle. But you could actually sit down there with pen and paper half an hour and go, I fucking solved this, and just skip an entire segment of the... It's like...
Because like game developers are really afraid of people being able to skip segments of game. Because they're like, oh, people have paid $60. Surely they want the whole 3 hours of game that we've
And yet they know that people aren't going to finish the game. I played Final Fantasy XV this year.
Oh,
and
man, yeah.
I know. And I picked it up. And I probably picked it up a week after release. And then I completed it about 3.5 weeks after release. And I looked at the achievements, because you get lists of how many people have completed the achievements per people that own the game. And you could go down the list, and then you get one achievement per chapter, and you go through, and it's a couple of percent lower every time you go down
oh,
until
yeah.
I think it was 15% of people had seen the ending cutscene.
That's quite high for a Steam game, actually.
It's not Steam.
Oh, right. That's quite high for a game, actually.
15% of people saw the ending.
It's only 30 hours long, that game. I have so many complaints about that game.
I could fill some time with
the amount of complaints I have about that video game.
But it's the amount of people that will buy a game at full price and then just not finish it.
Well, a new game comes out before they can finish it.
Yeah, just in like 10 years, they'll have another numbered Final Fantasy.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just 10 years. I mean, it's not 10 years is not a long time, let's be honest. It's a
10-year development cycle.
Hey, Mogul, talk about Neo.
Talk about Neo. No, Neo's
new
not out
Neo
yet.
Demo.
There is a new Neo demo. I played it earlier. He's like, it's Dark Souls, give.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to have to steal his friend's PS4 again.
I am. I just got to get him drunk.
He's already beat Bloodborne.
I have beat Bloodborne already. It's great. It's fucking awesome.
He already did that.
It's not as good as Dark Souls.
The game that I was enthused about this year was Titanfall 2 and Doom, because I picked up Titanfall 2 towards the end of the year.
Oh yeah, I want to play
no
Doom.
No one fucking bought it because EA sandwiched it between fucking
Why did
Battlefield
they do that?
1 and Call of Duty.
It's stupid.
Because they want it to fail for some reason.
Yeah, because it's going to have free DLC.
They spent...
And it's got free DLC with it as well, so there's no long tail towards the...
They spent...
It's, all the DLC for Titanfall 2 is going to be free.
It is, yeah.
And therefore, if they say, well, it failed, but we still did this, so therefore...
That doesn't work.
That's what consumers don't...
So all the meaningful DLC, so all the maps and all the modes and any other additional gameplay stuff they do is free.
Like new Titans or whatever.
The only thing that is not free is cosmetic stuff that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Really good fucking game. Good single player storyline. Good level design. Fucking, the only thing that was vaguely disappointing was the map design and multiplayer, and that was it. But the multiplayer is great because it's fast. I love going fast. Just like Doom. Doom was fast. I like Doom.
He who hesitates is lost.
He who hesitates.
I didn't like Doom.
You didn't like Doom?
No, because... The basic idea of Doom is they were like, oh, we're not going to give you regenerating health. And then they were like, also, you have basically no health, and the only way to get health back is to punch enemies to death. So, basically, combat turns into, oh, I've gone half my health, I'll punch enemies to death. So you punch, you spend half the fight punching enemies to death rather than shooting stuff, and then you end up on full health.
That's fine.
Then you get back to full health, and you're like, oh, good, I can keep playing the actual game now. So you go back to, like,
I never had that problem, I have to say.
It frustrates
me. There are one or two places in the game that I find myself low on health, and that was it.
They very tightly regulate the amount of health that you have, and they make sure that there's always enemies nearby.
That is not a problem.
So you can feel like you're having, like, a really tight fight, but in reality, if you're on, like, 5% health, an enemy will drop enough
health. And they'll drop loads of health.
They'll drop enough health for you to get back up to, like, 100, but if you're on, like, 80% health, they'll drop virtually no health. So it's basically regenerating health, only they're beating about the bush
a
whole lot.
But you have to kill enemies to do it, so you have to expose yourself to harm.
Yeah, and that's another stupid thing, is that in order to recover this health, which you need, because a lot of the enemies are hit scan or whatever, you have to fucking... You have to, in a first-person shooter, you have to engage them at ultra-close quarters and do these really lengthy animations that put you open to harm in order to recover health.
But you're vulnerable while you do.
It's stupid. Let me be honest here. It's stupid and it gets old after about an hour.
I think the only reason you don't like it is because you hold Doom 2 up as the savior of mankind.
No, he likes Doom 3 the best.
No, I like
and anything that is
Doom
2.
Like Doom 3. You Doom... like Doom 3.
Do you like Doom 3?
Doom 3.
Does anybody like
when
Doom
you
3
go to a terminal, your mouse cursor.
Now, that is
great.
I'm not going to say that's not great. Because it is.
You actually play Turkey Puncher 2
Yeah, I know, right. But, like, Doom 3, corridor. You walk halfway down the corridor,
this.
An enemy pops out, goes boom.
That's and you shoot it. And
you
then you open
it.
Up you open up a thing, and then the
you
whole start. Area opens up and there's loads of enemies near you. It's great.
You turn a 90-degree corner, there's another enemy in the corridor somewhere, pops out, goes boo. That's the whole game.
Yeah, it is.
Rinse,
the whole game.
Repeat. I was so disappointed. Me and Dodds played it in co-op. You can't play that game co-op because it's just designed. It's designed
one
around.
One person can hold the flashlight.
It's like fucking Crystal Chronicles.
One person
has to hold the chalice or whatever.
Yeah. I think you just don't like Doom 2016.
I don't like
it.
I don't like anything that's not
Doom
2. If it's not Doom 2 with new graphics, I don't like
thing.
It.
You,
but you know
never
what?
Gonna like
I
it.
Can acknowledge that they did something nice with it. So there.
And you can always just go play Doom 2 in the mods section for it, which you never looked at.
I will play Doom 2.
more.
Didn't all the Doom 2
No, as in you can play in Doom 2016 and go and play Doom 2 again.
From where?
Because all the levels were ported over. People have made all the levels.
With Doom 2's perfect mechanics?
Well, with Doom's mechanics.
See, Catman is a lot like me.
What do you like? What do you like this year, Happy Man?
This year? I already talked about it. Dark Souls and Downwell.
Yep. Well, Downwell came out this year. Dark Souls... I guess that's...
Dark Souls 3 came out this year, yeah.
Downwell was amazing.
It's a fucking awesome.
Because Downwell, the design is so tight.
Otherwise, I don't know what to play. I actually got an email from some developers sending us a free game.
Really?
And I downloaded it to my Steam and never played it. It's called Flamebreak.
If you're sorry, the Flamebreak developer,
sorry, Flamebreak.
I have no apologies.
Because I guess Catman counts as a game journalist, and so. But he has delegated everything to me.
I'm making a face here. This isn't clear from the footage that you'll be listening to.
Yeah, Catman.
I'm making a face here. It's the look of disapproval.
Catman's the admin, but he's delegated everything to me, so I got the game, but I never played it.
Wait, so I once went to the Eurogamer Expo as a games journalist, so it's fine.
Do you have to just say, like, I'm a games developer and a journalist, and they say, what shitty website?
Yeah,
are you with?
Exactly. That's what my friend did. I had to just write a couple of things on his website.
Wow.
So I went as well. We had t-shirts and everything.
So you wrote something on his website like...
He's my best friend.
Like, my favourite game is blah, 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 and then you just got admitted to Eurogamer as a journalist.
Yeah, it was great. Early entry classes and all. It was great.
Something that I...
This wasn't like the first couple of years of Eurogamer. That would not work anymore.
Something that I really liked came out, and I've forgotten what it is in the time that we've had this. Like,
I'm going to keep talking until you figure out what it is.
Okay, what did
the
you
Witness
like?
The Witness came
year?
Out in 2016.
It did.
I did not get The Witness. Like, I liked the abstract puzzles, but I gave up around the time you had to like listen to the bird song in the background.
Absolute hell.
And work out what to do.
What,
like,
Walking Simulators came out because you must have played some Walking Simulators.
The Witness.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
The Witness is a walking and occasional interesting puzzle simulator.
That's alright. That's what walking simulators are there for.
Well, no. Like, I don't see anything wrong with walking simulators if they've got, like, puzzles or gameplay.
This is it. That's what they're there for. The easiest way of integrating gameplay into a walking puzzle, into a walking simulator, is by putting puzzles in.
And that just makes it an adventure game. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Well, 2016's games, fucking Overwatch was pretty big for me.
Overwatch, yeah. I mean,
Overwatch came out.
You know, I was harsh on Overwatch when it first came out, but I've played it some more now, and I do think that it is actually pretty decent.
It's pretty good.
But it's not as good as TF2 in my eyes.
It's not as good as TF2 was at release, but it's much better than TF2 now.
I would agree with that. And that's kind
and
of
I would say it's much better than TF2 in, like, 2010, even.
Yeah, probably. It's got something for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, literally everyone. Like, oh, you're the weeaboo. Oh, play this character.
These characters.
Not really.
In fact.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're the guy who calls himself, like, Death Shadow 420. Well, we've got a character for you. Like, oh, you're the guy who whines at everyone that they're not being team players. We've got a character for you. Like, it's perfect in that regard.
I play on a team that's trying to go pro that will never go pro. But,
yeah,
but when we play competitive, we always win. So I'm pretty happy about that. So I still play one.
That's pretty good.
We'll never achieve the dreams
it's
that the captain
Wizard
wants
game,
to.
It's a game, so it's incredibly well polished.
Yeah.
And it works. It just works, guys. Yeah.
And they adjust it every month.
And they adjust it all the time so you keep playing new stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what Blizzard do, and Blizzard are really good at that. You pay high prices for Blizzard games, but they keep supporting them, and they keep on going
they do.
And going.
Remember what Guybrush Threepwood said?
They've
never
been
pay more than
$20 for a video
game.
Yeah,
but inflation adjusted.
Inflation
that.
Adjustment
good,
that's $34.
Like,
yeah, so it's more expensive.
They have kept people playing World of Warcraft for 13 years almost. It's
people aren't playing
crazy.
that much anymore, to be fair.
People, are still,
people
playing.
Still play it, though.
It still has a very large player base in comparison to many other video games out there. If you look at the subscribers, it's more than most games will sell.
Well,
like
most games that actually have peaks on Steam.
Yeah. Titanfall 2 came out in, like, October. It's now got a peak of, like, 4,500
players.
Yeah,
most games just go like that, basically. It's really sad.
That's flatlining, by the way.
We're doing a
for the benefit of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Visual gags in a podcast.
It's not gag. It's
when
just
you upload
crash.
It to YouTube, include a picture.
Okay. No, I won't do that.
Please.
That's too much.
I won't do that either.
Well, no.
It's because I use a script to automatically generate a video.
Another Metroid 2 remake came out in 2016.
Oh, that was so good.
It was so good, and then it was taken from us.
That didn't come out.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
It didn't technically come out.
I went to the Metroid 2.
Actually, no, it did get released. It got a 1.0 release. It did get released.
It's on my hard
drive. They DMCA'd it after it got released, so it got released. You can't find it anymore.
I can't find it, so it doesn't exist.
I need to find the 1.1 patch, because I didn't get the 1.1 patch, which added something quite useful. So
you know what came out? Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9 came out!
So this
let's
time...
have Rob Welsh talk about Mighty Number 9.
This time last year, I was like, oh, I'm going to have so much fun shitting on Mighty Number 9. And then it came out, and it was, like, acceptably mediocre, and I was really sad. Because I was like, I can't shit on this game. It's, like, not amazing, but it's not awful either. Okay.
It's better than nothing.
In terms of video games, Mighty Number 9 is, like, 10 times better than Broken Age Act 2, so... You know, what are you going to do?
Kickstarted games, mate.
I guess that's something.
Most of the Kickstarted games I've... Kickstarted have been really nice. Like Chuck's Challenge. Oh, that's the best.
I Kickstarted one thing. It's Barkley 2, and it's still not out. Come
so
on.
Sad.
Give me Barkley 2,
I
Jesus.
I Kickstarted a number of things at this point. I Kickstarted Hyper Light Drifter, which came out in 2016 as well.
That was nice,
was
but
a decent game.
That wasn't like... You just wander around like looking for the particular thing to...
Well, I'm okay with that.
It's too much wandering.
Because the combat's good as well. The combat's decent.
The combat is good, but it's too much wandering.
And the boss is fun.
I only kickstarted one game, got burnt, and then never kickstarted.
What
stabbing
was
himself
that? What's that little devil?
He's stabbing himself
sorry,
with a fork while he says this, by the way.
He is literally...
The self-loathing.
Literally stabbing himself with a fork.
Which game was it?
Young Ventures.
I don't believe that you kickstarted Yog Ventures of all games.
I was the one who put all the money into it. No. I just won a Yog Venture.
I don't believe that. Not for a single
my goodness.
Tiny...
Okay, it wasn't Yog Ventures. It was the board game that the son told the woman not to
play. What?
I think you did kickstart a game.
A woman made a Kickstarter for a board game.
The son told her not to.
The son told her not to.
The son was basically bullying her.
Yeah.
Why?
Not the son as in the newspaper, like the son as in the big glowing incandescent ball of gas in the sky.
Which is bullshit, because I met the son and he's a nice guy.
Is he now?
Yeah.
What's his favourite video game?
Hydrogen game.
Hydrogen game.
I love that game. There's so much hydrogen.
So you could have just said Scott Kerbal Space Program. You could have had something.
You turn it into helium. It's fucking... It's the best.
What's next on the agenda, Catman? I think we talked about it.
The Gamey Awards 2016.
We just did it! Oh, actually, no, never mind. I'm still...
Okay.
Go ahead, Catman.
The Gamey Awards. So that Hidden Gem. Token Weeaboo Game of the Year Award.
Overwatch.
Teaching Feeling. What's the rest of the game title?
Hey, Mitch,
you're supposed to know the Weeaboo game.
Well, because the name's too long, that when I click it, it's the folder's too long.
Hey, did you ever get to play a summer lesson?
The English translation comes out this year.
Oh, okay.
But
you
I don't have a VR yet.
Immediately buy VR,
oh,
so you
fucking,
can play summer lesson.
Did Valhalla come out this year?
Yeah,
last year?
Yeah, Valhalla came out.
Valhalla's fucking great.
I haven't played it. Is it good?
It's awesome.
It's very good.
It's awesome. I'm not a visual novel guy, but it's really good.
You say that, but you also played
games
that,
this year.
That other
last
visual
year.
Novel.
There were many
there
good
were
games
a lot
that came
games.
Out.
DOA X3, Knights of Azure.
Why do you care about DOA X3?
Valhalla's really good.
Solid volleyball game.
Did you buy Nitro? I can't remember what it is. It's the
Nitro
fight.
Plus Blasters.
Nitro Plus Blasters.
Heroines Infinite Duel.
You bought that, didn't you?
Well, it's got Saber in it,
you know. Yeah, there you go.
And
every
single character in that game is a waifu.
Every time
Estival
versus yeah.
Every time I highlight an anime game on Steam, I see that Animage has it on the version. It's really incredible. I don't think I've ever seen an anime game on Steam ever without Animage having
he
it.
Just,
on his
he just follows the fucking curator for anime games and just buys.
I am
he is thorough on his wish list. Anyway, Valhalla's awesome. Anyway, go on.
YouTube Personality of the Year Award goes to...
Fuck off.
Goes to Markiplier.
What? That's worse than what I said.
Most disappointing video game for you guys.
Shit. I didn't play any.
Dead Rising 4.
Why did you buy Dead Rising 4?
I've seen him play Dead Rising 4.
There's a Dead Rising 4?
He was so disappointed. Yeah.
Like, Dead Rising 3 was bad.
I didn't even know there was a
Dead
Rising 3.
Dead Rising 4 is going back to the roots. That's why they removed the psychos and the time limit.
Yeah.
And Frank's voice actor's changed.
And
they killed Frank at the end of it.
What the fuck?
Well, you know, he's a popular character, and the people who made Dead Rising 4 didn't make him, so they didn't kill him, so they can have their...
So what a jerk thing to do.
There's a video which I might show later after this of the difference between everything.
The details, the tiny details.
Dead Rising 1 and Dead Rising 4. It's stark as fucking day that they put no effort into
Dead Rising. Dead Rising's an awesome game.
Dead Rising has so many little things that you can just watch.
Yeah.
Every time.
Technology, exactly.
Back
to the roots. As a Resident Evil fan, when you hear Back to the Roots,
you go, you shake your head and you go, what are they doing now?
What's going on with this?
Back to the Roots, and then you
Resident Evil 7. I mean, we've now got.
I don't mind Resident Evil 7 in that it changed, because from RE3 to RE4.
That's a
stark difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah,
I don't really mind it because I'm getting Resident Evil 2 remake.
Resident Evil 4 is
remake when it's some
at some undefined point in the future.
And then RE3 make will come out and it will be the best game ever.
I preferred RE2, but that's
okay.
I respect
RE3
your opinion.
Is Jill in it.
I respect your opinion.
What is Catman's next award?
I'm still going about most disappointing game.
I didn't play any disappointing games this year.
I didn't play the...
I don't tend to buy many disappointing games.
You do, though.
I only buy games that I told are good.
That I told are
that good. That I am told are good.
Did anyone... Kazzy, you played No Man's Sky.
He did. He,
I suppose.
He pre-ordered it.
I pre-ordered it. I booked time off work to play No Man's Sky.
Oh my god, you poor soul.
It was terrible. I subjected the stream to it for several hours.
Christ.
I played Final Fantasy 15 this year.
You liked Final Fantasy 15.
I might have Stockholm Syndrome for it.
That's my most disappointing game of the year.
It might have been a case where...
You like Final Fantasy 8, Dom.
I like Final Fantasy 8.
Final Fantasy 8 is a fucking terrible...
Hey, Final Fantasy 8, man.
What's the worst Final Fantasy game of the week?
He hates 8.
I like Tentu.
You like Tentu.
Surprising.
You like Tentu.
Ten two.
Are you surprised by? Is anyone who's listening to this surprised
okay,
by that statement?
The worst one that I like is 10, but 10-2 is very worse.
So
ha 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 ha!
It's so bad.
It is.
No, the best part of 10 is when
I only played it once. I have fond memories of it. However,
I like 10 because of Jack.
Except for the cringe-worthy fucking song that they sing halfway through the game.
But it makes sense. Not
that one. No, Final Fantasy 10-2.
Oh.
They sing halfway through. The fucking J-pop song.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
But
yeah,
but so good.
No, it's not good. It's not good anymore.
I've never read any of the lyrics by...
I unfortunately do, and I'm not going to mention any of them.
In a thousand... Was it?
Yeah, it's
a thousand words.
In a thousand words.
That's what we
I can't remember. The
yeah,
words.
Exactly.
You shouldn't give him song fuel, or else...
He's
singing now.
I remember the song. I don't remember the lyrics.
Final Fantasy 15, disappointment.
Yeah.
Obviously, somehow rushed despite being in production for more than 10 years.
Well, this year rather than last year.
Yeah, that's what, well,
it was
that's what...
2016.
No,
it's 2016, we're talking about 2016. Yeah.
Like, that was, like, that game, I haven't actually played that game. I've watched a bunch of people play through the game, and, like, just a lot of the narrative pieces I saw were so disappointing that I was just like, fuck this game. Like,
a lot of the narrative stuff is pushed into the background for you to work out what the fuck's going on.
And I think that's because, like, apparently they were going to do three games originally, right? Like a trilogy.
It was part of the Final Fantasy 13 trilogy that they were going to do.
Christ.
Half of which they hived off into the Final Fantasy 13 trilogy, and half of which they had to save for Final Fantasy 15,
exactly.
What became it. So,
and then they just made it into one game.
So,
and, like...
A lot of the background, all of the background stuff to the game is held in a film that they released called Kingsglaive, and an anime that they released called Brotherhood, I'm tempted to say it was called.
Now, I've watched both of the previously existing Final Fantasy films, and I will say that the one after Final Fantasy VII was so boring that I forgot that I'd
bad.
Seen it.
Yes.
Oh,
the other one...
Advent Children is a bad film.
The other one... didn't make any sense,
but
and it was about
Spirits Within doesn't make any sense.
And it has
are you saying there's a film with Steve Buscemi in it that's bad?
So the planet is being destroyed by the ghosts of aliens.
Are you saying that aliens can't have ghosts?
No, I'm not saying
it's
that.
Very,
I'm saying,
very
why are all human beings allergic to the ghosts of aliens?
Ghosts
because
of Mars.
They've got bacteria on them.
Ghost
alien.
Bacteria.
Well, I don't know. They're ghost aliens. I don't know how.
No, they are the
aliens.
Actual. Ghosts of actual aliens who died.
Yeah.
And their ghosts are bad.
Yes.
But the aliens are good.
The ghosts are malevolent.
We're moving on.
But
is the worst
fucking
Final
Fantasy 15, disappointment in many respects. Yeah. But somehow I still quite liked it.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Not sure how that works. I like parts of it.
You just think the guys are sexy.
I do.
Oh, man. The dodging mechanics.
Fucking Ignis.
Ignis is a fucking idiot. And glad
you haven't played the game properly, and I haven't played the game properly with you. Because I'm skipping out all the side bits where Ignis is actually good.
Ignis
this is part of the problem.
Ignis reminds me of the Burrell.
He does, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
No, Ignis can cook.
I can't. No, that was excellent.
Meatballs?
What? Yeah, meatballs.
Meatballs.
Spicy
fuck
meatballs.
Anime. What?
Yeah, holy shit.
Just the fucking door slam. What? Oh my god, I can't stop.
Anyway, move
on. Best art game of 2016. Mine was a fight for Far Cry Primal.
A Shower With Your Dad Simulator.
Art game.
Now people thought that Shower With Your Dad Simulator was
Frog Fractions 2, yeah.
But it's actually a new game about fairies.
Yeah. Glittermitten Grove.
Glittermitten Grove.
But you have to buy that to get Frog Fractions.
It's £15.
That's a bit steep.
But if you backed it on Kickstarter, you get it for £7.50.
Wow.
So.
Did anyone know that it was going to contain Frog Fractions 2?
No,
before?
But people found out that it was going to contain Frog Fractions 2.
It's a shame.
Well, people found out that it contained Frog Fractions 2 because they put out a suspicious update for it. And there's like squads of people on the internet who are attempting to discover Frog Fractions
yeah.
2, buying every new game on Steam in the hope that it's Frog Fractions 2. Probably a great money spinner
oh
for Valve.
God.
But yeah, that's Frog Fractions True. Best art game.
Frog Fractions True?
Frog Fractions for True, yo.
Move on.
What do you mean by best art game?
Art game.
Best like, art game.
What does that entail? Like
The Witness.
The Witness.
Best game that really wasn't, or what?
I don't know.
No Man's Sky.
This means...
No Man's Sky, I was going to say No
Man's
Sky.
Art game.
Whatever you want it to mean.
It was all a trick, you see.
What
like,
do you mean?
Ah, I'm gonna
it's
show
a ruse
you not,
cruise.
Don't get hyped for video games, because this is the worst video game ever.
It was a trick.
It was a trick, you see. He's a genius. That's why he
ultimately... What Hello Games are doing is they're trying to stop us from pre-ordering things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson that we're supposed to be learning here.
But I'm not listening.
What have you got on
none of us are,
right?
Don't worry.
When I get home, Yakuza 0 is going to be waiting
for
me.
Oh, of course, because you've got Yakuza 0 now.
Yeah. And hopefully my Kazuma Kiryu Figma will be there as well.
Neo's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Get that on pre-order.
So you're going to get
Resident
that.
Resident Evil 7 comes out the same day Yakuza 0 does.
I'm not buying that, but...
Gravity Rush 2 came out a couple days ago.
Switch is coming.
Nier Automata came out.
It's sold out in Japan in minutes, apparently.
What's Switch?
Switch.
It's because they like handhelds over there.
They love handhelds over there. The prospect of Monster Hunter in, like, a decent screen is, like, candy.
Right. I am going to get Breath of the Wild for the Wii U because I believe it will become like Twilight Princess on the GameCube and really rare.
So, yeah, it will. It
yeah.
will, definitely. Because nobody owns a Wii U.
I own a Wii U.
It will become really rare.
Exactly.
I think that means that the Breath of the Wild on the Switch will be the most rare.
Why?
Someone's going to own a Switch apart
yeah.
from all the scalpers.
I'm getting one of my pre-orders secure.
Thousands of Nintendo Switches gathering dust.
I want one because of No More Heroes 3, but I don't have the money, so...
I want one because I commute for 4 hours.
I'll just play No More Heroes 3
yeah,
at Google.
Great.
Damn
you,
it makes
your,
fucking sense.
With your incredibly long train journey, you can now play all of the Nintendo
right?
games. So you must be really fucking happy.
I'm really fucking happy with that, yeah. That pleases me greatly.
But
I got my Vita. My Vita was great.
Everybody else is like, what?
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, you're the only person out there.
No, he's got one over there.
Yeah. Got one
he was
too.
Using it to play fucking
yeah.
whatever it was.
Oh,
so
was
basically, almost half of the people
yeah.
in this room have PSV. Do you have a
Everyone
PSV?
Has a Vita, though.
Yeah,
you have a Vita. You have a Vita.
I own a Vita.
You have a Vita.
I don't.
You know.
You have a Vita.
He has
I have negative
Everyone
one.
Everyone has a Vita. You just haven't found it yet. Everyone has a secret Vita.
Find the Vita within your heart.
Find the Vita.
What is the PS Vita within my heart?
You've got
Go,
two.
Move
you've
on.
Got a Vita TV.
I have that
Stop slapping my
yeah,
knee.
Yeah, you've got two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that
I mean,
slaps me on the knee.
You've spent this whole. He's spent this whole podcast touching my.
That
week,
really touches my knee.
My knee. Yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to move on because I'm fucking bored about
you. What do you want to talk about, Happy Man?
Shit. No, you're the one off the agenda.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
He's always had an agenda.
So, Happy Man, what do you think happened this year?
In video games.
Well, not in this year, just generally. Like, okay, show and tell. Go, Moogle.
Don't look at me.
Go, Quasi. Go, Zah.
keep
going. We're unprepared for this segment. We're quite clearly unprepared for this.
I told everyone
to
prepare for it in advance.
You didn't fucking say this bit, though.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
I said everybody.
You want to fucking summarize stuff that happened in 2016?
I said, I'm going to do a segment called Show and Tell, and you guys have to prepare for it. That's what I said.
Oh, no, you see, that's the joke, because I spent so much time in Vermintide as a time sink that I got nothing to show for.
Yeah. Vermintide came out last year, didn't it?
Vermintide came out last year.
That's a game that came out last year.
Talk about fucking cancer.
Why? Is Vermintide cancer? Or is it like...
It should be so good, but it's like the loot system just poisons everything.
And yet you keep playing. And yet you keep playing. it's not clear why.
The base game is so fun, but it's like...
You feel it should just be left for dead.
Poisoned by an incredibly cynical loot system.
Well, I like a competent loot system. I bought two of the DLC packs that promised you two of the new weapons... And it's been 6 months, and I haven't gotten them.
By the way, after I played, I took an extended break from the game, and all the DLC packs came out, and I played it for the first time with them, and I got the weapon he's been trying to get.
Desire sensor.
And then I melted it down for material.
just so everyone knows on the podcast, Mitch won't come to another podcast.
It's true.
I'll do. Well, everyone else has to think of their show and tell items.
Show and tell. What are we showing and telling?
Show and tell. Haha! You activated my trap card. Now I can complain about the Switch.
Yeah. Hey!
What's your show and tell, then?
It's the Switch, cause it's shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long did you spend coming up with that?
4 hours.
No.
That was my thing. That was this year. But I watched that like live stream on Switch, and I was just angry.
I was just thinking about Dom looking at that and going, "Where are the graphics?"
I was just like,
"Where are the graphics?
Why were you bothering to look at like the launch of a console that had an Nvidia Tegra graphics card?"
They didn't have any game. Well, Nintendo never has games I'm interested in. Realistically, Nintendo will give me like a Zelda game, and I'm like, "That looks pretty good," and then that's it. And then for the rest of the time, they just don't make games for me. Nintendo doesn't like me.
Don't worry.
They don't make video games for me, for whatever reason.
There's a Wii U emulator that'll do Breath of the Wild as soon as it comes out.
That is actually my plan, to get it on emulator, because I have so little confidence in both the Switch and Breath of the Wild.
Like, I've got a Wii U. Like, I own a lot of... I own a 3DS and a Wii U. I own, like, all
the... Well, the 3DS has got a lot of games on it, to be fair.
Yeah.
And now it's got infinite games, because you can just hack it at the...
Okay, that's not technically infinite games.
It's not infinite games. All of the games that you could ever want.
Mitch, why don't you like the Switch?
Hey, Moogle, do you like
how you don't have
to pay for online on your Wii U?
I really like how I don't have to pay for online on my Wii U, Anime Mitchell.
I don't think you do. So, in the Switch, you're going to have to pay for online.
My God, he is right!
But don't worry, fam. We got you covered. Because for the first... Until fall, you don't have to pay for online.
Why can't I pay for it sooner?
Well, because we don't have any online games yet. But don't worry, when Splatoon drops in fall, then you'll be able to pay for it.
Thank God.
You're welcome.
Will you give me anything else for my money, other than online play?
Jesus.
How? Hey, Moogle.
Hey, Mitch.
Do you own a Pro Controller for your Wii U?
Yes.
How much did you pay for that Pro Controller?
Quite a lot, because I bought it from Japan and it's white.
But how much was it in real money?
Some money. Quite a lot. £60, £50, something like stupid like that.
I think you need to spend more money on a Pro Controller.
But surely my old controllers will work on my new console that I buy.
That's pretty close-minded. How does £100 for a Pro Controller sound?
That sounds rather steep. Can you go any lower than that one?
Do you want another Mario or not?
I fucking do!
Well, too bad you're going to have to fund it with your Pro Controller purchases.
Oh.
Hey, Nintendo! Nintendo! Hey, Moogle!
Hey, Mitch!
How big are the size of your hands?
They're pretty fucking small!
Then fantastic, because the Joy-Cons are perfect for you.
Yeah!
Because they're the size of an acorn.
Can I buy some more Joy-Cons?
Of course you can, because you're going to swallow them.
Yeah, absolutely. How much do I have to pay to buy some more?
$79.99.
My God, that's so cheap.
Hey, Moogle, how much is an average PS4 game?
It's like £50. That's quite steep when you think about it.
From 40 to 45, actually. How much do you want to buy a Switch game for?
Fucking the same!
No, 60!
Oh my God, what an opportunity!
It is, indeed. Hey, Moogle, do you have any friends?
No!
No!
If I did, I wouldn't be on this podcast!
It's a good thing that you don't, because if you did, you could find 8 of them and get them to buy a Switch each, and then you could buy them.
And then when they're having a rooftop garden party, you could take your Switch and be that guy who's like, hey guys, you want to play Nintendo Switch? I bought mine. And everyone else is like, no.
Hey, Cass.
Yeah?
Do you like ice?
Yeah, actually, I really like ice. I will.
Is one of your favorite pastimes to shake ice in a glass?
No, but I will just eat ice out of the
Casper,
freezer.
You're one of those.
How many ice are in the glass?
What?
How many ice are in the glass?
If you had a Nintendo Switch Joy-Con, you would know the answer to this question.
I do have. I am from the country, so I really like milking the cows.
Okay. Ah, then 1-2 Switch is the perfect game for you. Yeah.
Is it?
Because that's all you do is milk cows.
I love milking the cows. When I get home from a hard day of milking the cows, what I want to do is play a video game where I milk the cows.
Yeah. Hey, Moogle!
Hey,
that's
Mitch!
An online play. You use PS Plus, right?
Yeah, absolutely!
Do you like getting a couple free games every month?
I love that! It's a really good idea!
Don't you think that's too many games, though?
Maybe. They're clogging up my hard drive.
How would you like to only have one game a month and it be an NES or SNES game? Will you play that?
Maybe!
Well, that's okay, because if you don't play it, we'll take it away from you at the end of the month.
I see. But can you do anything about the hard drive I have? It's too large.
That's okay. 32 gigabytes is the highest.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That's such a good...
And in case that's too much for you, Nintendo Zelda Breath of the Wild will take up 30% of that.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
And there'll probably be a day one patch.
All that choice, it was constricting my life.
Hey, Moogle, did you like the Wii's Virtual Console?
I love the Wii's Virtual Console.
Do you like the expanded and broad variety of video games that are on there?
I love that.
Did you like it when we reset it on the Wii U?
Oh my god, I love that. That was the best thing.
Don't worry, we're going to do it again.
Yeah! I'm going to buy all of it again!
Hey, Moogle!
Hey, Mitch!
Did you like buying Virtual Console games on the Wii?
I fucking loved that.
Did you like buying them again on the Wii
U? I loved it!
You like buying them again on Switch?
I will fucking adore that.
Good.
Hey, Anime Mitchell!
Hi.
Can I do, like, party sessions and group chat on the console itself?
No, you gotta get a phone!
Oh, thank fuck for that!
So you can play it while you're portable!
Yeah, thank goodness!
Because you have a phone!
I have a phone, that's true!
Yes!
And now I can finally use it!
You have snapped your fingers and shown it so many times.
Hey, Happy Man, what's the name of the next Nintendo console?
Switch?
What is it called that? When, at the start of every commercial, there's a sound effect. And during the press conference, whenever there was a transition, they did a...
I see.
I think they should call it the Nintendo Clicker or the Nintendo Snapper.
I think they should call it a dead system.
See, this is like most of my issues with Nintendo. It's this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, let's make our console 32 gigs when like every other console is 500 gigs.
Hey,
but you can buy a $70.
I paid
micro SD card.
£5 for a copy of Solomon's Key for Nintendo Entertainment System on the Wii.
Wow.
It's a good game.
Great game.
Solomon's Key is a fucking awesome game.
I swear to God, if you wave your arms around on the floor and you knock over those glasses,
I won't.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm drunk, Moogle.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Moogle.
Hey, Mitch.
Are you worried about third parties on Nintendo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've only ever shut it up.
Don't worry about it, because we have EA at the conference.
Thank God for that.
They only showed one game.
Oh my God, thank goodness.
And it was FIFA.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's going to be a port of the PS3 version.
Can we have Bill Trinan translate into Japanese?
Of course.
Thank God for that.
Do you like Skyrim?
I fucking love Skyrim. I want to buy another copy. Todd, help!
Were you excited with the Skyrim HD collection?
I loved the sound of that. That was
That's
great.
That's the wrong answer. You should not be excited because it's different.
I would rather
give you the standard definition.
But can I not just buy the game again and give Todd my money more?
Oh, man.
Can I have the standard version of Skyrim, please?
Yes!
The joke there is, right, you didn't like the sound of the HD version because it had worse sound.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The HD version had worse sound. Yeah.
Speaking of worse sound, that's what the Wii U version of Zelda Breath of the Wild is going to have.
That's true.
Yes.
It does, they've confirmed it has slightly lower quality, not lower quality samples, but there's less...
No sound.
There's less...
It's going to be silent.
There's samples going on.
I turn off the sound for all my Zelda games anyway, so, you know.
I'm trying to think of anything else we can shit talk the Switch about.
It's pretty bad, man.
Can we talk about Suda 51?
You already went for 15 minutes, that's right.
We talk about Suda 51 doing his massive air guitar riff and breaking his microphone. And really fucking over the translator who desperately tried. And can we then talk about the fact that a couple of days after Nintendo of America's Twitter had job opening, translator from Japanese really? It did.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I could find that.
So, regardless of all this...
They shot him.
I think they did. I think they took him out back and shot him.
You're still going to buy a Switch.
I am. I've already got a pre-order.
You're still going to buy a Switch.
I'll buy No More Heroes 2, but I'm not buying a Switch.
Yeah. You've already given so much money to Nintendo for pointless garbage that at this point it doesn't make a dent.
If the Switch was just one big amiibo, maybe.
All they need to do is market it as a Smash amiibo, and it's just bound by fucking law to buy one.
Hey, Moogle.
Hey.
Serious question. If I take the screen out of the docking station,
yeah.
Does it turn off on the TV?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So I guess you can't. Oh, Moogle!
Hey, Mitch!
Did you like on the Wii U that it was backwards compatible?
I love backwards compatibility!
Fuck you, it's gone!
Oh my god! That's so good of you, thank you.
To be fair, right, none of the other consoles were ever really that backwards compatible.
Yeah, they
so
were. Wii U was backwards compatible.
I only expect it out of Nintendo because I...
The handheld consoles were always backwards
compatible. The handheld consoles were backwards compatible for
true,
ages.
True, they were, yeah. You could put a huge Game Boy game in the little tiny Wii Game Boy Advance and it would still work.
Yeah. And you could play Game Boy games on the GameCube with the adapter as well.
Oh yeah, they always
used
play, to have
adapters. You could go all the way back to like 1987 with the GameCube.
Yeah,
you can play GameCube games on the Wii.
You could play GameCube games on the Wii and use the controllers and all the memory cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could play Wii games on the Wii U.
Yep, you could. And you had a full Wii U in there. You had a full Wii in there with all of the compatible Wii hardware.
Yep.
And the Wii operating system. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I can forgive that. I can honestly forgive like backward compatibility. I just need like I need some video games. When I saw that like
I need last like, generation's video games.
Yeah,
that's what I need, man.
I want to play Skyrim again, but on the Switch.
Have you seen how many hours people on my Steam friends list have on Skyrim?
Oh yeah,
some of them are in the thousands of hours.
Like most people I have 3,000 hours. And
horse cock mods.
No, it's not that. It's the horse
mods.
Butt mods. That's the killer app.
It's the mods where you get to adjust individual butt cheeks of a character.
Oh, yeah.
So one can be bigger than
the Japanese are all over that.
The Japanese are all over differently sized butt cheeks.
Kazi's going over to his Steam profile to see how many hours he has logged into Skyrim.
that's Moogle's profile right there.
Need help.
He's typing Kazi.
Yeah, oh, God. I can go in there, though.
I want to see right now how
there's
many...
someone that we both know. Is he here? Jaromir. There he is. This is a person. Where is it? Fallout 4 has got 378 hours.
Jesus Christ.
No. It gets worse. It gets worse.
Games.
Skyrim. He has 1,092 hours.
1,000!
What the fuck?
I
mean, I don't even have 1,000 hours in Quake 3.
943 hours in Fallout New Vegas. This man has played a lot of fucking Bethesda games.
Skyrim is not even...
Fallout New Vegas is an awesome game, though.
It's just correct.
Skyrim's not even a good game.
Like,
no,
you remember... I've mentioned this a few times, like, today, but you know that guy I know who he would beat Fable 2 and then he would just go He would just go back to the start of Fable 2 the same night and start it over again.
Why? Did he really like Beatles?
Some people just only like one game or two games.
I have to confess, when... Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came out. Lots of people in the group I was in played that constantly. Yeah. I clocked up about
like
600.
Multiplayer,
I clocked up 600 hours on it.
At least it's multiplayer.
True. There was someone else in our group who clocked up like 1,200 hours on it. Paddy, he clocked up 1,200 hours in that game.
1,200
hours.
It's cool. For a certain game, well, I've got like...
I can understand for a multiplayer game with some depth that you need more than 1,000 hours to master, but I can't understand for Skyrim where all you do is wander around and hit stuff.
Yeah.
I know people who have spent 2,000-3,000 hours in Street Fighter because they play multiplayer.
Well, that's over and over again. Yeah, but at least they'll have a new experience every time they play.
He made money out of that game in theory.
He made money out of it in theory.
In theory, I mean, if you... Don't take into account the fact he could have been doing something productive. The 3,000 hours he put in. He won like at local tournaments and stuff. He probably got like 500, 600 quid out of it.
He could buy a Switch.
He spent all of it on arcade sticks, the fucker. He got arcade sticks.
So he didn't make money because he reinvested all the money.
Well, no, because he would buy an arcade stick, then he'd win an arcade stick at the tournament and sell that for money. In addition to the winnings he got from it.
Oh, God.
Crazy man.
So I've got something for show and tell.
Good.
Supergirl is the worst TV show I have ever seen.
I don't think that's correct.
Is this like a 1980s?
No, this is the recent one.
It's worse than like Law and Order Special Victims Unit. It's worse than fucking the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
That was a pretty bad show.
Supergirl is the most vacuous garbage that people have ever wasted time, money, effort, bandwidth
and the Earth's precious
natural
resources.
Have you written this down to read it out?
I've written down a series of observations on Supergirl. Number one, everyone who worked on Supergirl should be barred from television for the rest of their lives. As long as they're making that show, they're not thinking about what they've done. Number two, Supergirl's pilot, which I watched in its entirety, represents the longest 45 minutes of my life. And that includes, what is it? That time I went to the dentist and had a tooth removed, and it was like a weird basement dentist, and I'm not sure like how legit he
does. It include the many hours you spent playing Brilliant Bob and eating a technically inedible sweet wrapper?
I preferred Brilliant Bob.
I don't believe that that's
when
true.
You rent the vacuum.
I quite like the vacuum cleaner manual, but Rob Dyer punched me after I'd been reading it for 40 minutes and made me stop. So, Supergirl is...
Is she hot?
No.
Is she hot though, bro?
Well, maybe. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Did she show a midriff hot? Did she wear a small skirt? Is she dirty blonde or pale blonde?
I don't remember what she looks like. That's how bland she is. There you go. That's what Supergirl looks like. What do you think?
It's like a six.
What? 6 out of 10 would not bang from Animich.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Number one, Supergirl. The dialogue sounds like it was written by someone with genuine, literal, like, not even figurative brain lab damage. So at one point, Supergirl is fighting the generic bad guy, who is like a bald guy, who is like, I'm evil and I want to kill everything. And they're fighting, and he fights her, and he says, on my planet, women are subservient to men. And then she punches him? That's like the level of social commentary in Supergirl.
What villain was this?
He was just like a generic...
I saw you're not being misogynistic because she's a girl.
It's the level of subtlety. You've got to have, like, a point to whatever thing you're saying has to have, like, a point behind it, and that's really what Supergirl...
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, another example. Supergirl is upset because she has been told off by another character for, get this, using her superpowers to help people. And then her sister...
What's causing damage, though?
Her sister is like, just believe in yourself, and then she goes back to being a superhero.
Does her sister have superpowers?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's
she's adopted.
Sister. Oh. Or rather, Supergirl's the adopted sister.
Yes, Supergirl is the adopted sister. Number two, every character fits into an established Hollywood archetype within literal seconds of them being on the screen. So we have like a ball-busting boss who constantly threatens to fire her for literally no reason.
What's her job?
She is she works at not the Daily Planet, but something that is not the Daily Planet and is no way similar to the Daily Planet, and she does not have a similar job to Superman.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Does she look cute when she puts glasses on, at least? Is that up her to a 7.5?
There's an awkward co-worker who obviously fancies her, who she remains oblivious to, and later becomes a helper character. There's a wise mentor. There is a stereotypically bald villain who likes hurting people for no reason.
Stereotypically bald.
He is stereotypically... You know, villains, 50% bald. And Supergirls, look at her. What would you describe her as?
A 6, I told you.
Not bald.
Okay, not bald and a 6. Great.
Pretty stereotypical.
Plucky.
Yeah.
That's her whole personality. She's like, I'm so plucky.
I'm going to save the day.
I'm so quirky and cool. That's lit. Number three, this is my least favorite thing. Supergirl is fucking irresponsible. She doesn't use her powers for literally the entire first third of her life because she was like, oh, my cousin has it under control, despite the fact that he doesn't even live in even remotely the same part of the world. Then she sees...
I thought they both lived in Metropolis.
She sees that her sister is about to be in a plane crash and she's like, I'd better use my superpowers to save her. Fucking completely ignoring all of the plane crashes that have just been happening up until that point that she has failed to save people from because she's been like, my brother's got it under control. I don't care about all these people dying in
Cats.
These plane crashes.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about a little show.
Yeah.
It's called Bleach.
Yeah.
It's an anime, man.
Is it now?
Yeah. In the anime...
Did Animich watch
you
Bleach?
You have two characters.
Yeah.
Animich watched Bleach.
One has superpowers.
Yeah.
And then she loses those superpowers, and those superpowers transfer to someone else.
Yeah.
And she was in charge of protecting this little town. And then he has to then protect it, but he doesn't really want to. And she goes and she puts a boy in danger to prove a point that he has to protect these people. And he does, and he says, I'm still not gonna protect people, but I'll help someone if I see them. I forgot what my point was.
If I'm going to the shop, I'll help them.
Yeah.
But like, if I've decided to stay at home that day, then they can just forget about it.
True neutral.
Yeah.
I think the point was, don't watch Bleach. Do yourself a favor.
Watch Naruto to anime.
I didn't watch Naruto.
How many Naruto hand signs do you know?
I know.
Yeah? Yeah? That's one.
Is that actually
I know
one?
That one.
What is that?
This is my favorite Naruto hand signal right here.
I don't think that's.
This allows you the power of the snake. You can turn into a snake. Let the audio show that thing where you
can
put your fingers in your palms.
You can imagine what hand sign he's doing.
Just to extrapolate.
I also know this one.
Holy shit, how are you doing
that? I'm removing my
his fucking thumb is coming off his hand. How are you doing that?
It's amazing.
Stop it.
We're moving on.
You're fucking weirding me out.
I'm so fucking.
I fucking despise Supergirl.
We've covered that.
No, I have to go on. Characters keep breaking the fourth wall. At one point, right, I'm not even joking, at one point, one of the characters turns to Supergirl and he goes,
"You really are a Supergirl."
He almost does. He goes, "This is kryptonite. You're weak to it." And then he like looks into the camera like, "Supergirl is weak to it." He goes back to whatever he was doing before.
Catman,
I explain her costume, where it comes from?
Yeah, there's a line in it where she puts on the midriff exposing Supergirl costume, and then the guy's like, "A bit objectifying, isn't it?" And she's
really?
Like, yeah. Like,
does he say that word for word?
No, but it's basically that. Again, subtlety is the.
Is the
you have to be
a good story at all.
No, it
is
one of
really
the. It's literally like a series of bad superhero cliches strung together into a story that doesn't even make the most basic amount of sense.
Catman, do you even like superhero comics?
No.
What is like superhero? It's like a parody of those.
I like
conventions.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
That is fucking awesome. And it's
not
free
a superhero.
Now. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is free.
Thing.
Space Ghost is my favorite superhero. Space Ghost and Dino Boy.
You have no excuse to not have watched Space Ghost Coast to Coast now because it's free.
It's a good show.
You can watch it for free. On Adult Swim.
Ceiling. also right, they cancelled Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency
already
after three episodes.
Really?
Not the current one, the previous one with Stephen Mangan in it.
What is this?
Dirk Gently is a book by Douglas Adams that had actually a quite good TV series based on it, and they just cancelled it. And then they made another Dirk Gently, fair enough, but why couldn't you just keep the old one going on? Why are people, you know, like, putting effort into Supergirl being made, and yet there's people out there who have good ideas who are just sitting there like, well, this can't get made into a TV show. You know what I'm saying?
Because you gotta build that DC Expanded Universe.
The fucking DC Expanded Universe that has amounted to literally nothing.
Well, because they're just starting baby steps.
They're just starting baby steps.
No one wanted to watch the second Incredible Hulk reboot, but they had to get to Avengers.
I want to see a movie about that guy who can climb anything, but he's dead!
Also, that's not DC. Incredible Hulk is...
Are we done here?
Happy Man, you've had enough time to think of what you're going to bring to show and tell.
I'm really fucking drunk.
Happy Man, bring something to show and tell.
Alright, I had this fucking... I had this esports one-on-one showdown with Animage and Mount Your Friends earlier. And
he lost.
Yeah, I lost.
You were embarrassed.
We were pretty even.
By Animich, he wasn't as good at the game as you. He just had superior positioning.
Animich had better tactics than me. I'm better at the game. He just like put his shit as far to his side as possible, so I had longer to climb. And even though I'm a way better jumper than him, I still lost because he's just better positioning. But next year, I'll fucking kick Animich's ass. That's all I have to show and tell. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue them, boil them, broil them, bake them, saute them. There's a shrimp kebab, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fry, deep fry, stir fry. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp salad. That's about it.
Just to quote Forrest Gump for like a minute. Like a solid
You should
minute.
See him with wrestling promos. It's even worse.
He knows all of them, like off by heart.
No,
you
no.
know, this is all very credit equal. But you look at me, you look at Samoa Joe, you say the statement, it's not true.
Oh my god.
You do show and tell. You do show and tell.
See, normally, stop when it. You go one on one with another wrestler.
In 10 seconds, I'll count down and cover his mouth, and you start with your show and tell.
Okay, you do most dumb.
Okay. Okay, I mean, it could be about anything, right?
Anything Zeros that's, or... pretty much anything, to all right,
well, I'm just going
to
talk about stuff I hate, because I hate a lot of things.
Okay, fair enough.
You want to talk about the Switch?
No, we already did that.
I think we've been over my hatred for the Switch already. I don't know, I guess I could talk more about this whole fucking, like, this bullshit superhero movie universe movies. And
endless trash!
This endless fucking just stream
yeah. fucking
of shitty, shitty films.
Cheers, everyone who hates superhero movies. Cheers.
I will raise a metaphorical
I fucking hate superhero movies.
They're fucking garbage. And this is what, this is sort of what comes of it. And it's that subtlety in narrative that Katzen was talking about before, that this lacks entirely. There's none of that anymore in it at anywhere, really, in mainstream movies now. Like, really, you've got to look for subtlety and narrative at this point, and they're all kind of about the same thing. Like, every time you go see one, you know how it's going to go, you know how it's going to end, you know how it's going to play out.
I thought for years that, like, superhero movies were like a bubble. Like, oh, eventually superhero movies would go away. But,
yeah, me too.
But superhero movies, they are another traditional action genre that will never go away.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, where they had like a good few years. Like, but eventually, people were like, okay, now it's the end.
Well, maybe when Marvel releases their Tony Hawk superhero movie.
And they what get, would Tony and Hawk's power be?
He can skateboard really good.
He's the man really who can ollie
he,
anything.
No, he turns into a hawk.
And then he meets up with Larry Bird. And they're like an odd couple
Jesus
duo.
Christ.
Yeah.
I'd watch that, actually. That'd probably be better than the latest
one. He can have a transformation move called Flip the Bird.
I found that much funnier than it was.
I know, right?
Did you know that Tony Hawk had an animated kids' TV show made by the same
people? What?
Reboot.
By what? Reboot?
By the reboot.
I have to fucking watch this.
We have to watch it tonight.
All the episodes.
Oh, all right. Christ. Zar, do you have a soapbox?
No.
No?
Good.
Do you have any opinions?
Thank you, Zar, for not having a soapbox. Too sweet, me. Too sweet!
Do you have any opinions, Moogle?
I have many opinions.
What's
You've heard some of them today, but my voice is no longer what it was about 20 minutes
what's
ago.
What's the most controversial opinion you have?
No.
I remember what.
Is it that we should kill all the bees?
No. The bees are good.
His
for
controversial
us.
Opinion is he likes.
I let bees live. There are some
his
living in my
controversial opinion
masonry.
Was I didn't
bees.
Want Sasha Banks in the Rumble.
What?
What was this?
You don't want Sasha Banks in the Rumble.
I never ever said that.
You did say that. You
Mrs.
said that
Sasha Banks boy.
You said that you didn't like Sasha Banks because she just loses all the time.
She's
not that good of a
I don't recall
was,
ever having expressed
an
opinion
about Sasha
Banks.
Anyway. It's a bit
okay,
of a
no,
throwaway
I
to have like a girl in the Rumble just for that. It's kind of like having a commentator be in the Rumble, or it's kind of
like
having like a
2012, where Michael Cole, King, and Booker T all enter the Rumble.
Or having a returning star.
Encyclopedic knowledge on display
no
once again. He's fucking with you, by the way. I've never expressed any opinion on Sasha Banks.
I maybe
know.
I was complaining about okay. that, but I thought
okay, no, Sasha Banks and Charlotte's feud were pretty terrible.
We
but,
need to ask Mitch a very important question. Paige is getting married. It's not to you.
I've already moved on.
Oh, who's your wife now?
The question is, has she moved on?
Brooke?
My, no.
What the fuck?
My waifu in WWE is Alexa Bliss.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, okay.
My NXT girl is Asuka.
What are you, 12 years old, Mitch? Your waifu in WWE? What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck you, Dom. You don't know anything.
My feet of fury, Dom.
Man, fucking get out of here with that shit. You kidding me? Your waifu in WWE?
Yeah. You have an anime waifu and a wrestling waifu.
Oh, my
God. They got a manga waifu as well.
What?
And a video game waifu.
I can't
got
read.
Waifus for all every medium.
A manga waifu?
A mango waifu.
Mango.
That's
mango.
Is that my waifu?
No.
Anime isn't a medium.
If I were to pick a mango waifu, she'd need to have good melons.
Might be.
It is a genre.
What is a mango waifu?
So
we're done.
No. We're going to finish with Catman's Conundrum.
All right. Fuck, I'm drunk.
What's the worst thing about the Switch? Catman's Conundrum.
No. We're having enough of that.
What is a good part of an otherwise bad game?
Shenmue. There are no good parts.
Don't try and argue that Shenmue's got good parts.
It has really good dialogue.
The music.
I
have 3D Sonic game.
Yep.
I have one.
Pop Punk.
Triple Triad card game in Final Fantasy VIII.
No! Triple Triad.
Fuck you! Triple Triad is fucking great. It's way better than Tetra Master in Final Fantasy
IX. No, I'll give you the music in Final Fantasy VIII. That's good. I won't give you any
money. I'm not taking your deal.
Eyes
Triple
on
Triad's
me.
A fucking
yeah.
good game.
Eyes on me,
man.
It's so good.
I mean, I'd like to submit Santa Monica from Indigo Prophecy. I think that's a great part.
Which bit is Santa
that
Monica?
Game. That's the.
Is it the bit where you play with the yo-yo? Because that's the only bit I care about.
It's the part where you play the guitar for your girlfriend and fuck your girlfriend to Theory of a Dead Man's Santa Monica in the game.
Was she your girlfriend?
And it's ex-girlfriend. Actually, and that's probably the best part of that whole wonderful video game, Indigo Prophecy.
Who do you play as in that scene?
You play as Lucas, that's in.
If you'd played as his ex-girlfriend, would you have been like, that's gay, or like what?
How hot is Ethan?
Ethan?
Is that what
Lucas
it depends
Lucas.
On?
I've already forgotten his
Ethan.
Name, so I probably wouldn't be happy with him.
That's
six out of 10 would not fuck.
And what kind of name is Ethan for a guy I want to date, man?
Ethan's in Heavy
What's
Rain.
What's wrong with
Ethan? To give you some to give you some level here, you know, Lucas is a single man with a nice one bedroom apartment.
You lost me at single man.
Doesn't he have like a one bedroom apartment in New York?
He's got like the
though.
Biggest New York apartment in the fucking world.
And it attacks him.
So
because the whole apartment attacks him.
Spiders
can't. I've forgotten about that
thing, isn't it? Like something bullshit like
it's
that.
Get
weird.
Ready. The boxes. The phone. The walls and the floor!
It's the wall! It's the wall!
What a great game.
The yo-yo from that game was the best part.
Oh yeah, man.
I spent 30 minutes with the yo-yo.
God.
I don't know, I think I sped run that game once. You know, I just took the pills and drank alcohol and I was
there
done.
You go, man. That's how your story ended.
Game's over.
Yeah,
that's how my story ended.
That's how my story is.
And you wrote an article on the internet about the significance and meaning of that story, I'm guessing.
Oh,
no, sorry, tweeted 7 tweets in a row.
No.
Well, then what was the point of even doing it if you didn't tweet about it?
Because
Jesus.
That's how my story ended.
I'd write a thesis on Indigo Prophecy. I'd sit and write
please
a 30-page. I'd love to, man.
Please don't.
Some people did that with Bloodborne. There's a fucking gigantic fucking document about someone's theories about Bloodborne on the internet.
You can do that. That game's like super
My
good.
Theory is it's a video game. Made by a single man.
That's I don't
called.
Know
that's
true,
but... Wait,
whose medium? Whose middle half is a horse?
Don't hurt yourself.
But the
called
head and the
Tim.
The head and the bottom half of the legs are human, but the middle is a horse.
That is in fact a part of Bloodborne. Well done, congratulations.
I'm good at this stuff. I am.
Because it's based on Berserk, which has a scene with a giant horseman. Yeah.
It's a good scene.
It's a good scene.
Is it a beastie?
It's a big beastie.
Yeah.
And he does naughty things.
Rape.
To a lady.
You were with me the whole time.
He rapes her.
Ah, yes. You were at my side all along.
So he's like Zeus, basically.
Yeah, he's basically Zeus.
The whole
game is basically fucking Zeus.
He's always doing
it's
this
It's all
crap.
About fucking reproduction.
I'm
going to
turn into
fucking...
a goose here. Poseidon did it
shit.
As well. He would turn into
Poseidon
whatever.
Poseidon did all sorts of shit. They were all up to no good. They were all into incest as well.
They
were
like, honestly.
Yeah, Glad Kratos killed them all.
Okay, right. Zeus's family tree just goes. It's like a series of lines that just converge on Zeus.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's basically it. Like, if he saw it, he would basically.
Killed his dad as well.
Like, I watched Hercules with Rob Doyer and Dosky.
Are you talking about Hercules again?
And they do not...
He already talked about this though.
They do not mention at any point in the film that Zeus's wife is also his daughter.
Of
That's Greek mythology for you.
It's incest. It's the best.
But it is. You it's can incest. You can watch that film and it's like, oh.
According
it's
to what? The ancient Greeks, incest was incest. I'm sorry. It's the truth. That's what they said.
Fuck, I'm drunk. When are we done with this?
According to the ancient Romans, if you were the one who did it into the butt of somebody else, then you weren't gay.
That's correct.
That's yeah. also prison logic, so...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, fair enough. And it sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
The Roman Empire is still alive today in a prison system.
The Roman Empire is still alive.
Be careful or else they're going to come
Kaiser. Hail Kaiser.
Oh, God.
Roma Invicta, motherfuckers.
Are we done?
My favourite part of a bad game is Gravity Man stage in Mega Man 5. Because every indie game now, there's a bit in every single indie game where you can turn gravity upside down. They did that in 1991.
Pretty good.
My favorite part of a bad game is the part of Shenmue, the final battle where you fight 70 fucking men. That's awesome.
I remember watching it.
That's
it
awesome.
Entertaining. I remember you using the same move on every single one.
Yeah, the bicycle kick. Yeah.
He spent the whole game training that move just to use it.
That's
that
why. I know what's
coming. It's not useful in any other part of the game.
No, it's useful. Fuck you, Casper.
They built this amazing fucking combat system based on one of the most complex fighting games available at the time. And all you do is spam one.
Yeah, Shenmue's battle system is extremely complex, but all you need is the windmill kick.
It's not complex if it's not deep.
It is, though. This is the thing.
It's not deep. It's complex.
No,
it's deep and complex.
A game can be complex, right?
Virtual Fighter is both deep and complex.
No,
that's kind of the
point. Shenmue is complex, but there's just a button you can push and it's a win.
No, I disagree.
Because it's not
it's three buttons you push. You have to get a running start and then you press X and A and then you do it. You don't know anything.
Ow. He keeps... Every podcast, he hits me.
No.
Did you guys notice?
I hit Dalsky. I just threw my phone at you.
He threw his phone at me.
No. Not this time.
I got a black eye.
You did not get a black eye.
No, I took it to social
but
services.
I thought
it's true.
Maybe you would have believed.
Which you
me.
Might if you don't end this podcast so we can play some Tori.
I'm gonna bop you one, young
oh,
man.
Oh, wee beastie.
You're the fucking wee beastie.
Knock it out.
You're a wee beastie.
I'm gonna knock your fucking block off, mate.
I'm gonna hit your heart so hard. I'm gonna hit your heart so hard that you spin into orbit.
I'm gonna hit you so hard that. Wait, hold up. What is it? Hold
this
up.
Podcast.
I'm
over.
Gonna spin your head around so hard it'll go off into orbit.
Podcast.
If you like this podcast, then follow Kazzy on Twitter.
Please do.
Do you go
I'm
on
not Twitter?
Follow Kazzy.
Also follow Animich
on
Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. You can see updates of the garlic I have. Because. Here's my show and tell. I planted a garlic clove in my garden in September, and it sprouted, and it was the first thing I've ever grown, because I bought a bunch of seeds of cabbages and onions and tomatoes, and only weeds grew.
If you could buy...
I watered them. I'm not done! And the garlic sprouted, and I was so happy. And then, like, earlier... And it took a long while to grow, and I don't know why. And then I came out one day, and some fucking... pest.
Wee beastie.
Pulled it out of the ground and nibbled on it a tiny bit, then fucking left it. I'm like, fine, I'm gonna get a new garlic clove and I keep it in my room.
Warding off the vampires.
So the one beastie ate a little bit of garlic and you're like, it's contaminated now. I have to throw it out.
Well, no, because it's not gonna grow now that it's been eaten.
Ah, yeah, good point, good point. You know you can buy garlic.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. I went to Sainsbury's the other day, and it was like, garlic.
Garlic, eh? Yeah. Maybe I'll have to try this newfangled garlic. But surely the garlic I make will have, like, some sort of part of me in it.
Yeah. I mean, it depends.
Well, it depends how I water it,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't implying that, but yes.
I am. Protein. Plants need protein.
Help.
Salty coins and milk down into the earth.
You had a soggy biscuit. I make soggy garlic.
Remind me never to eat anything he cooks.
I fucking told you animals can't cook.
Hey, you want to come over for spaghetti bolognese?
Do you want to come over?
Do you want to...
My garlic.
Jesus Christ. That is obscene, young man.
I think if we all ejaculate
asparagus
into the ground, makes, it will make garlic.
Asparagus makes your pee, like, smelly.
This is what happens every live podcast, by the way.
No. That is the
everyone
most...
that Mitch is around for, this is what happens.
What,
we're
all talking about coming up?
That is the most obscene Catherine has ever been.
Whoa, okay. Cunt.
Okay, that is the most obscene Catherine has ever
yeah,
been.
Yeah, but that's our context.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't have.
Anyway, we should make like a used tampon and get out of this bloody hole.
I think we should make. So
now that is an office water cooler joke. So
yes,
screw,
it is.
Screw you, Moogle. Are you working hard or hardly
working? Although that said, you can't use the bloody tampon joke in open conversation when people are around. Really,
yeah,
it's a bit difficult
because all the people in your office have PTSD. I remember.
David Mitchell's wife say it on a comedy show.
Yeah. My squaddy workmate uses it a lot because he's ex-military and he just doesn't give a fuck.
Supergirl is pissing me off. Can you get rid of
her? No, I'm leaving her there because she's watching over the proceedings of this podcast. She gave you you didn't see because you weren't looking. She gave you a disapproving look when you said cunt.
Cunt.
She's not going to do it now. You're looking.
If DC ever make anything again, I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, good luck with that one. You're gonna be disappointed in a while.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep trying. Bless
actually
them.
No, they made a really good movie where Batman travels to an alternate universe. No, the Flash travels to an alternate universe and he finds an elderly Batman and then he loses his powers to be the Flash and he's like, Batman, can you give me back my powers? And Batman's like, yeah, sure, how'd it happen? And he's like, well, I just got struck by lightning. So Batman straps him into a chair and then, like, leaves him outside in the thunderstorm and then lightning strikes and the Flash just fucking dies. It's an amazing movie.
That's great.
You should all watch it. It's great.
DC's never going away because Batman is still probably the most profitable hero in the world.
Yeah, but they do it good when they don't have to worry about, like, normal people watching it.
I know.
If they just have to worry about, like, weird people like my mate Rob Dyer, then it's fine.
Batman is kind of like 80s Hogan. He's like, he is.
Here we go.
Is he, though?
Yeah, because he is. Because he's not that good on his own. He's pretty okay on his own, but he has a cast of awesome bad guys to play off of.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He did.
I have a good bad guy.
He had fucking Randy Savage.
He's not a bad guy, though.
Randy Savage, okay.
Randy Savage is kind of a bad guy.
He shouldn't have been healing as Hogan, but he was, and he was awesome.
Time
the Dungeon of Doom!
I also thought that you were about to list Batman.
I told you life would not be easy! There's no Hulkamaniacs here! So, it's not!
Before we leave, I just want to let everybody know I think wrestling's fake and dumb.
It is.
It is, but it's awesome.
It is. And your neck is dumb too. Both counts.
Is her neck? Is something wrong with her neck? It seems like too long.
By the moons of Amonkara.
And the many moons of Saturn.
The Dungeon of Doom's monster truck is far superior.
Next time you're out in public, start looking at people's necks.
Oh, if they're superheroes, I will.
No, just normal people.
Well, that's why I have sunglasses.
Because most people's neck... you can only see people's necks with sunglasses.
Well, so they don't
know...
It's
like the movie, They Live.
Yeah. It's like
so he doesn't know that
they're creeping
on
their necks.
All right. We're done here, right?
I'm going to fucking... Next time I see Mitch in an alley, I'm going to insist that he puts on sunglasses for 30 minutes.
Depends on how much you pay.
While having a really scrappy fight with him.
All right. We're done.
I'm going to stop recording.
Goodbye!